So I was parked at the airport at the Pikes Peak lot, and my girlfriend went to go put some stuff in my truck, and she said it's not there. So I sent her a picture of the license plate and what row it was in, because I had it, so when I got back, I could find it. And she said, I see the two cars next to you and their license plates from the picture, but I don't see your truck anywhere in the picture. So that's something I knew we kind of had a problem. And then we talked to the Pikes Peak lot, and sure enough, they said it's not there anymore, but they didn't have any record of it leaving. So we don't really know how they got it out, but the police ended up calling me like 2 weeks later and said that they found it and got it back. And it was totaled, and all the tools were out of it. They stole like about $35,000 worth of tools and crashed my truck, messed up all the inside and stuff, and sent me back a ways.
Okay, what did Denver police do?
Not a whole lot. I mean, they told me that they found it, and once they said they found it, we just had to go to an impound lot and get it. It was kind of weird because the impound lot won't even tell you whether it's totaled or whether it's worth going to get it, but you got to go down there, and there's like 10,000 cars in this stolen impound lot, and find your vehicle and hope that it's still in decent shape. It was fixable, but I mean, it was like pretty close to being totaled, so... But we did fix it because of the price of new vehicles and stuff right now.
And what year is it? What type of car?
2002 Chevy Silverado.
Okay. Sounds like there's a lot of trucks that this is happening to.
Yeah, I think it's pretty much the easiest thing for them to get into. Those old Chevys are not a lot to it. I mean, you just kind of finagle the door and the lock's pretty easy to get to. So I don't think it takes them too long, and they've got a down pat, seems like.
Okay, and how about getting all your tools back and everything?
I wasn't able to recover any tools or any fittings or anything. They scrapped all the copper, sold all that, and anything that was worth anything at all, they took it and sold it or something.
And how do you feel about all this?
It's pretty frustrating, to say the least. I mean, if it was a personal vehicle, it would be one thing, but the fact that that's how I run my entire business, I mean, I was out of work for probably 6 weeks. And with the difficulty of like getting new tools with supply chain shortages, it was extremely frustrating.
When did this happen?
I think it was February 12th.
Okay, well, thank you. Anything else you want to add?
Don't take trucks full of tools to Denver. Bad idea.